$600 to end this show, folks. $600. If you see Chandler over there, tell him that there's a show going on right now, and if he would like to end it, and I might even give, you know what? NFL starts tonight. I'm going to give a special here. It's going to be $400 to end the show today. Just amazing, transformative content's going on out here. And I'll put it all on red, I promise. I'll put it all on red, black. Melton sucks balls. Yeah, it's just the same shit. He's talking about some German guy who's not even a podcast. Like, who is this guy? What, he reported a couple of channels and has gold teeth and drinks himself to death? What even is that? And now people are starting a big rumor. It's like, he's gone. He's off Twitter. He's gone. Just let it be. Let it die. You spend 2 hours on that. I mean, then you get up out of your chair. You're like, oh, wow, I missed a great day outside. That's why we try to cap it at about an hour. I got shit to do. I'm going outside. I'm going to work on something. I can't just sit here talking to a microphone. First of all, it's boring. Second of all, no one cares for more than an hour. It's ridiculous. And yes, Bill Tong brings up a great... He is unhinged about it. You know when someone's unhinged when they spend 2 hours on someone. I mean, is that what you're thinking about at night? Like, how am I going to turn this into 2 hours? Or are you just thinking about it? Yeah, no. Trust me, Julian, I know. All about that. He does that. I guess Red Bar... I've never seen Red Bar show. And I like Melton. He's funny. But when you let yourself get lost in the same bullshit topic for so long, it's only going to go on for so long. Even the Sad Chad shows we do, we try to cap them at like an hour 30. There's only so much people care about. There's only so much I care about. Even when I was doing Sad Chad, I really didn't give a fuck. I've had to watch his shows. I'm like, okay, I guess we'll talk about this because people seem to care. And then I kind of have to play like, oh my God, can you believe what Chad did? I mean, I don't give a shit. So you'll see the transformation. I mean, the show's good. We break it down, especially how fat he is now. And the fact that he wouldn't take his shirt off because he wasn't in shape. Like, dude, we get it. We can see the weight gain. Look, I mean, look. That's a clear belly roll in his back fat right there. I mean, you could jump that like you. All right, it's like, it looks like a big hill. You're coming down, and bam, you could do it on a skateboard, and then you catch air off the moon landing there. It's like one of those X Game ramps. But yet he wouldn't take off the shirt. Like, dude, we can already see what's going on. Just take the shirt off. Like, if someone told me to take my shirt off and I knew I was fat, the last thing I would do is, you know, show appreciation of that. Be like, yeah, you know what? I'm too fat. Because then people are like, okay, now we're going to fit it. Yeah, I mean, you really can. Like, let's have one more gander at this. Look, so you start at the top where his neck fat is. He's even got the neck fat. Like, if he goes and does squats at the gym, he can rest the barbell right there on the back fat and not even feel it on his shoulders. It'll just sit there. Be amazing. And he's still wearing that hat. And what happened to his tooth, too? Didn't his tooth get knocked out in that quote-unquote fight? Because the guy looks horrible. And he was scared to put one of those chairs, look, the laptop on the chair and do it from the pool. Because you could tell he was nervous because people were fucking looking at him and stuff. I don't know. We'll get more into it tonight on Sad Chat immediately following MLC. Stancil's back with a better camera and headphones that match the phone, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine.
I'm pretending to use the mic.
I know when you are because you always hold it lower, and then whenever you're not, you're like,
I'm a professional. Right, I know how to podcast.
Wow, people really wanted me to just cut you loose when you were gone.
Good. You know, they say you rather be hated or loved. Anything else is gay.
Anything
Jim
else.
Stancil.
Yeah. That's t-shirt. A quote. Write it down. That's a new t-shirt. I got to put some new tees out. I'm going to put a new one out that said, Chad. Dude, we need a sports mask shirt. So give me some ideas.
We do need a new sports mask shirt. I don't know. We have a lot of all these artists that follow us. Sunday Billy Wagner, by the way. How great was that Photoshop?
I was thinking about what was crazy is I was thinking about him a couple of days ago.
He's still alive. That's good.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. He hasn't been tweeting. He hasn't been in any of the chat rooms. And then you posted that, and I was like, well, I guess he's still alive.
Yeah, I threw that out there.
Hope everything's all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Who cares? Wait, did you watch what?
Wait, is it Lemmy? Is this true? Is this mic supposed to be the other way this whole time?
Maybe that's why it clicked.
No, I think you're talking about my microphone.
You sound fine to me.
I know, but I think the way these mics are designed, like that's why there's this like padding here. It might actually have to be upside down. What if I've done this show this many times with this microphone upright?
Genius.
Huh. All right. Anyways, it sounds fine. Looks fine to me, too. So,
yeah, who cares? This is a real show. Listen, the content is our mouths. It's not dumb backgrounds or fake AI shit or fucking clips. The content is the words we're saying. Who cares what it looks like? We spit the truth. Did you watch... Did you happen to watch Gillis's or your dear friend Louis J. Gomez's special?
I watched... Here's where I fucked up. I watched Gillis's special, and then after watching his, I immediately went over to watch Louis's special, and there's a key difference immediately. If you watch Gillis's special and then go to Gomez, Gomez doesn't know how to... He wasn't slowing anything down. It was so much faster than you. Where Gillis, he's up there and he's letting the joke go through, play out. It seemed almost as if Puerto Rican rattlesnake Luis J. Gomez was rushing through his set.
But and you are a professional comic. Do you
professional
you
comedian? Folks. Well, I'm just saying that was one of my problems that people told me when I would do stand up is just I would rush through the set, not let the joke carry out, you know.
I'm sure that's probably the most common. Even on podcasts, people have that issue of not letting conversations breathe. Right. Well, that's interesting. I did watch Gillis's fucking great hour. I don't know. It was very funny. I was watching by myself and laughing out loud. So
I was watching. It's hard for me to laugh at comedy on a TV screen because I've seen it.
Well, me too. Like, live, usually, but I did on his.
But my girlfriend was howling, laughing because she's never really seen comedy live besides Ray. But that's not, you know, whatever.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
But Ray, I know Ray is actually a good.
Ray's a decent comic. Podcast.
I know a lot of people only know him from these podcasts. We've seen him live enough a bunch of times. You know, living over here, Ray is actually a good, pretty good comic on stage.
Yeah, you could tell
he's a professional. Put it that way, he's a professional. He can handle if the room goes bad or whatever. He can handle it.
Right.
So he is actually, he's almost, you know, he's not almost, it's too bad he can't be who he is on stage or off of stage. He's off of stage.
I know. On stage, he's so confident, and that's basically what you have to have, you know?
And, yeah, which is bizarre. He doesn't have sex.
No sex. And I was listening to, Florentine's NFL preview show, the podcast. And in one of his things, he was like, if you're over 25 and you play fantasy football, I mean, you collect bobbleheads. That's how much of a loser you are. I just busted out laughing. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, well, he wouldn't like. We haven't talked about it. We had our 24th year of same league this past Friday. Not one, but two wenches serving us all draft, sub 23-year-old ladies serving us drinks, making our shotguns, perhaps delivering us drugs. Who's to say? So your league stuck. 20-year-olds, half naked serving us. That's what kind of league we run. On another point, the only reason I really do fit. Sports are all gay, even though I'll do a show about them right after this. I really just do. I'm in two leagues that are both live drafts, and I'm basically just in them for the draft. The draft days are fun. Other than that, I don't really care.
Yeah,
I kill myself.
Now, do you guys do the lame thing where the loser has to do something exquisite or off the charts? Something.
Yes
ridiculous?
And no, not that gay. So I just happen to be the last place loser from last year, just by chance, of course. Just had some things that didn't break my way. Mm-hmm. So the loser in our league has to bring 330s to the following year draft, 90 beers.
So did you bring 90 beers?
I did. So we do. We do, as is
glad
tradition.
Glad to see there's some bets out there that you actually keep your word on.
Yeah. Well, we do, because we're men, we've always done this. We do a shotgun every two rounds. So every time it snakes back down, we all do shotguns, which is eight shotguns if you do the math, because we do 16 rounds on top of what we're drinking already. So you can imagine how that goes. Played beer pong tournament after. The kids still got it. Unbelievable. Playing basketball today for an hour before I almost passed out due to heat exhaustion.
Oh, did you shoot some more hoops? I love that.
I played for an hour today, then went to the gym, did another hour on the elliptical. I'm going to fuck Karen Feehan.
Yes.
Cut it, clip it,
tweet it. People
since Kelly, it. Since Kelly doesn't fucking do anything for me anymore, maybe Karen will
she's
help.
Just saying go Bears. Oh, my God.
I'm starting your dumbass tight end because faggot-ass Travis Kelce isn't playing tonight, so I got to steer Cole Kmet of the Bears. But
I know, I bet.
This is all teasers for sports bass.
I bet Sky Moore anytime touchdown score, as I did in the Super Bowl, that cashed. So I cashed him since Kelsey's out tonight. Beautiful stuff, really. Plus 1,200 on the go drop $100 on it, folks.
Wow. Yeah, now I know I'm doing sports after, but I'm doing it solo because I'm just going to rip this first one. But you said you're getting into Korean baseball now. There's not enough American.
Yeah, I started betting. So they hit the mound at 5 a.m. I've had enough of MLB.
That's about when Gladwell Ape starts sending out his threatening tweets to everyone, right. 5 a.m.
The Korean Baseball League, Japanese Baseball League. I mean, you're really betting on the better team. I mean, it's obvious they're not pussyfooting around. Same thing with overseas basketball betting on it. I mean, you know, there's not crybabies. There's men playing sports. You know, the better team is gonna win. They're not. You know, it's like the Braves tanking to fucking Kansas City. I mean, you gotta get. It's a joke. They're projected to win the World Series, but yet lose two games to Kansas.
It sounds like you bet on the Braves.
I did have the Braves bet. I mean, who wouldn't? They're playing one of the worst teams in the league. And then I go back to look at my bet, and Kansas City's up 14 runs. I'm like, good, what the fuck is this? It's a circus. It's all fake.
But, the those Asian leagues, they have an air of class to them, especially the Japanese leagues. Theatrical yet classy. It's fun to watch those wacky old Japs.
Yeah, so that's fun. Been betting that. What else was I betting on? I was betting on something else that was ridiculously stupid. But getting real close to a nice payday.
So what's your lock? Have you done your betting for week one of the NFL yet?
I haven't. No, I put in three same game parlays.
Sports mass teaser here.
I did three same game parlays for tonight. I have not put in my Sunday picks yet.
What do you have for tonight? Let's do a little sports mask. Yeah. A little sports mask pre-show.
Let me pull up my FanDuel here. Now that I got two monitors.
So
yeah,
Steve,
well, I'm banned from DraftKings. Remember
this? Steve Conte, the great incomparable Steve Conte from Compound Media, was telling me we had some drinks after the show Tuesday. And he was telling me he's now added a fifth betting app to his portfolio because he was offered some free money, PointsBet USA.
Really? I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, they got some kind of promo going. I don't have any money to bet, but you should.
I don't. I got like a, well, I don't even have a job, but I paid the rent. I got like $200, so it's all going straight into the gambling fund, people. It's going to be some wins.
You can't win if you don't bet, that's for sure.
I picked, what is this? Sky Moore, first touchdown score. All right, Travis Kelce's not playing.
Yeah, I like that.
Chiefs money line, Chiefs to win by 4.5. Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns, which he's gotten in the last four consecutive starts of the season.
Okay.
Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown score. Now, I'm a little scared of that because he fucked me in the Super Bowl. But Jamar Gibbs. A lot of people are saying the Lions are going to win tonight.
Yeah, I saw it was only 57%. The Chiefs were favored. I thought that was ridiculous. Well, now, what's the payout on that?
The payout is $1,800. The bet was $5, so we'll see. I also placed a. I got a. What is it? How many legs is this? This is one same game parlay. Now this is like 20 legs, same game payouts, $4,000.
What's the bet?
Let's go. Kansas City Chiefs money line. Isaiah Pacheco anytime. Amon Brown anytime. Jamar Gibbs over 31.5 receiving yards. Mahomes over 2.5. Jamar Gibbs over 3.5 receptions. Sky Moore 40+ yards. Kansas City Chiefs first half -3.5. Over 14.5 Chiefs total first half. Under 12.5 Lions total second half. Under 10.5 Lions total first half. Kansas City Chiefs -1.5 first quarter. -1.5 second quarter. -1.5 third quarter. -2.5 second half. Over 9.5 total points first quarter.
Oh, this is all the same bet.
That's all the same game.
All right. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What are you betting to win $4,000?
Five. Just Abraham Lincoln, a little $5.
The line is dead.
Nothing
made a mistake, didn't he? He would probably take that back if he saw what's going on today, huh?
That's
a slave joke. It's a joke, folks. Calm down.
It wasn't even he wasn't even I think he got put on the $5 bill because when he was killed, he had a $5 bill in his pocket. Did you know that?
I did know that. In fact, and he chopped down a cherry tree, even though that's a different person. Now, any 1-8 bad beats lately?
Yes, I do have a couple of those.
You had a couple hashtag 1-8s?
I was just about to say that. I have to add them to hashtag 1-8.
We should make a Sports Smash shirt as some kind of 1-8 shirt.
Yeah.
Think we can get away with that?
I think we can get away with 1-8 and then put some of the losers on there because, I mean, we have.
Yeah,
I have a
bunch. Just the whole list where there's just the one red and everything else is green.
Yeah. All right. I had one the other day.
Have you bet on the international – you said you were betting on the international basketball tournament.
I was. I lost one of those bets. It was pretty dumb, and so it pissed me off, and I have not gotten back into it. But, let me scroll down. I had 1-8 last week. Now, folks, if you don't know what 1-8 means, it pretty much, explains
itself.
Do the math. It's, one person – doesn't make the basket. It started
right.
In the
one
NBA
person
season.
Ruins the bet. One person ruins a whole parlay. Call it 1-8.
Here's a 14 leg. I lost on one. This is 1-8. This is Korean baseball. No, this is Japanese and Korean. Over 7.5 total runs on the Yomiuri Giants at Tokyo Swallows. The total score was 7. The bet was 7.5. So that was a bad beat.
Fucking Swallows.
Some of the ones are bad where you only win one of the legs. I mean, those are worse.
Oh, yeah, those are – that's just like one retard. That's you betting.
So here's the – and the Florida State game. Florida State versus Clemson, think it was, right?
No, Clemson played Duke.
Versus LSU. This was my bet. This is a 1-8 right here. I bet Florida State money line. Trey Benson anytime, Jordan Travis anytime, over 56.5 total points, Jordan Travis over 28.5. The only thing that didn't cap was Trey Benson anytime touchdown score, and people are already saying that he's going to be first round draft pick and can't even score a fucking touchdown in the season opener. Ridiculous.
1-8.
That was 1-8. Had a couple of
bad beats. Yeah,
1-8. Bullshit. Because, dude, I was like, no one's betting Florida State. Everyone's betting LSU, and then they come out and win the game. Kind of like the Colorado bet too. Colorado smash.
I know.
They
beat? TCU. That was a wild game. We had that on in the background of the draft. This is totally off the rails, but maybe more back on track for our show. Right. I know I mentioned this. I've mentioned this in the past before, and I'm pretty sure we agree. But I've just been listening. I've just been listening to their credit, to compliment to Are You Garbage, but their producer is the most insufferable producer in all of podcasting. Toby, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, because I've listened to probably 10 to 12 of their episodes, and I've never heard the Toby.
He's first of all, he's constantly, you could hear him laughing at everything in the background. Off mic, but you could hear him laughing at everything in the background way too hard. It's so fucking annoying.
Okay.
And he talked way too much, and he's like so overly excited. It just makes me want to puke. And then I remember there's one ep he told it. He talked about how he just In my humble opinion, and who am I? He's just another one of these guys, and there's a lot of them in comedy. There's the people in comedy who fell into it, you know, like us, is just what we've always done. And then there's the people who actively just wanted to do it because they wanted to do it. This is a guy, he went to like a sleepaway private school. His parents are well off. He was just a regular kid, and he just got into like producing, and now he wants to be funny and do stand up. Just want to, but the point is, anybody who's watched the show knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's undeniable.
Okay, just, I mean, I know other shows like that. So in this retrospect, what were your thoughts on Ben on Tim Dillon's show? I liked his background laugh was good, and when he butted in was good. Ben Avery,
agreed. Ben, I liked because it didn't feel forced. This Toby character, everything is literally anything anybody says that remotely they think is funny, he'll cackle. You hear him cackling in the background. Ben, exactly. Ben was much more reserved. I feel like Tim Dillon almost had to pull stuff out of him at times, you know? So I had no problem with Ben. Ben, this is a guy you just always hear in the background laughing. Ben never did that. Every now and then when Dillon would say something just ridiculous or hilarious, you'd hear him laughing. But no, this guy is just constant. It's ruined the show for you. I apologize to everyone and you, because now you're not gonna be able to unhear it.
I know. I only listen when there's nothing else to listen to, honestly.
Same. Like, they had Luis J. Gomez, so I listened to that. And who else did they have recently? I think Joe List. And I like those guys, but have Kevin Brennan on if you want my respect. Coward.
No, so I know you
I'm
don't
surprised
listen.
Kelly's not promoting those guys because they're also millionaires. Oh, yeah, they could really use your help, Kelly. Not us.
I don't think you listen to the Bob and Shuley show, the BS show, at all.
No.
Okay, so.
And again, no offense. I just listen to what I like to listen to. I'm not
they
over
got
here.
A producer, Producer Joe. And he
I know
is
producer
the most,
Joe.
He's the most sufferable person ever. If you go back and watch the Ray DeVito interview, it's on Ray's show with Steel Toe. Just watch it just for Joe's butt-in. It's so brutal. Like, so Steel Toe would say something, and then the producer of the show would butt in and go, oh, that's not true, and like give his opinion when Ray's just trying to interview Steel Toe. It's like, you're just producing the show. Like, you're not in the interview, dude.
Exactly.
And you're in the whole interview.
I appreciate on other shows, you know, like for an example, I think it was a Tuesdays with Stories I listened to recently. This is just like a small example, but it ties into that. But like when they can't remember the name of something, for example, whatever it is, obviously the producer probably knows, but the point is, let the two people who are actually doing the show do the show. If they want anything, they'll ask the producer.
Right.
To all podcast producers, this is a PSA, cut it, clip it, put it on public access TV. To all podcast producers, you are not part of the show. Right. You are a producer. If your hosts are any good or have any sort of IQ, they will address you when they want to hear from you. So just shut the fuck up. Do your little nerd bullshit in the background, whatever you do. No offense, Adam. I love you. Adam is different. Adam's one of the great.
Adam's completely
but
different.
But you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Exactly, like, you're not part of the show. Shut the fuck up. You'll be addressed if anybody wants you to look something up. Look at Jamie on Joe Rogan, the biggest podcast in the world. He keeps his mouth shut unless Rogan addresses him.
And that's the way it should be, because you're in the background. You're getting paid to do something. Do it. You're not getting paid to talk on mic.
No. You know?
As I was listening to a BS show recently, and that Joe guy, he butted in and goes, hey, a lot of people are wondering when I'm going to get my own show. And even Shuley was like, never, you know, just be quiet. I was like, oh, okay.
Producer Joe is a different person than the other producer who said he got paid once a month.
Yeah. $800 a month. Yeah. Joe is like the main producer guy that's on there.
Producer Joe, he's the guy who like beat up an old guy at an old folks home.
Yeah. That's hilarious, but
no, that was pretty funny. I had no problem with that video. That was actually pretty funny. Didn't give a fuck, just yelling in some waiting room and some fucking old fucking World War II vet tried to fucking fight him. What's that say?
Too Johnny bad all Rando. Of this golden advice for podcasting is garbled through an awful microphone.
Joke's on you. This microphone's not even plugged into anything.
I know. Some guy earlier in the chat was saying like five, or what did he say? Something like $5 says that microphone's not even on. I was like, did you not listen to the whole show?
Yeah. Do you not understand what we're doing here? Hey, yeah. Send him super chats, you cheap fuck. Maybe I can finally afford a real microphone.
Yeah.
Or a new computer. God forbid. God forbid anybody sends us. Just say, God forbid anyone sends us $1,500 instead of sending it to Chad as a joke, you fucking hack.
Just to jump into a pool and barely even swim around. What a waste of $1,000.
What a waste. Listen, I speak for myself. I'm not speaking for Ski Mask. The statements made by Jim Stansel don't reflect the statements of all of Ski Mask Media. But let me tell you, Borgo's still on my shit list. I'll never forget he gave Chad $300. Chandler, you're on my shit list. You gave Chad $1,000. It's not funny. Stop giving these losers money. Money is real money. Send us money. Hell, send money to BYB. I'd rather they go to anybody else that could actually use money than these fucking hacks. Rack me.
Rack them. Yep. And somebody even put out a poll, or not even a poll. They said, here's four shows you shouldn't donate to. And it was like the Chads and some of these other fucking clowns. And I don't know who this who's this new, this devil guy. People keep saying I should have him on. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
No, thanks.
What hack? I don't even know. I can't even remember his Twitter name. But
we don't do potato. We're similar to. Well, first of all, we don't do guests mostly because this is
right.
This is a real talk show. Like I talked about this somewhere. Oh, I think on my pregame show for Compound the other day. That's how you plug, folks. I was talking about the order it goes in as far as fake shows. Stream sniping number one. Clip dissecting number two, and right behind that, frankly, is guest. Because then you're just fucking bullshitting. You're not even giving any opinions. We're just two or three people talking around, not using mic,
don't have the money. Talking real life stories, making real the best life. Merch in the game. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what's going on out here, folks. I mean, we're not out here doing four-hour shows because we're hoping somebody will click on us in that four-hour time frame.
Right.
We only need an hour. That's all we need. What more do you want? Look at that. Nothing's plugged in. You don't even need to be plugged in.
No, and maybe it's this thing. I got this when we first started. It's probably a piece of shit, but, you know, people want to send thousands of dollars to these losers instead of these young bucks who are doing their best doing real shows, so... You get what you pay for. So then you get me talking into a mic that's not plugged in with shitty earbuds. This is what you wanted. Thanks a lot, Kelly, supporting Philly millionaires because they really need it. Lamar Lee is a millionaire.
Millions. It's ridiculous what's happening out here. Sports.
Tim Butterly is a millionaire.
Tim Butterly worth millions. Boxing Lewis. Why are you supporting?
And I love these guys. And I love these guys. They're great. That's my point. I need help, Kelly. Somebody help me. Or else.
You heard the man. Look what could happen. That could happen.
And I'm not begging for money. We're not begging for money. I'm just telling you. We're just telling you how it is. That's all. We're just saying if you are going to send money to people, I mean, look at this. I made a noose that could actually kill me.
Oh my God, beautiful. Okay, tied above the rafters. I'm sure there's no ceiling in that place. I can see a little bit of the ceiling over there. They got some wood planks. Yeah, there's got to be some rafters up there somewhere.
I'm in a prison cell.
Oh, nice. Yep, there's some rafters. Drill a hole in that rafter there.
Oh, right. Hang myself from the fan. That'd be cool.
And the fan would probably rip out. See that? Is that a wooden rafter going across up
there? Well, I know it would rip out. I weighed myself for the first time in a long time. You want to guess how much I weigh?
195.
Do you remember how much I used to weigh?
230.
Correct. You know how much I weigh?
195.
178.
Hey, you weigh 18 pounds more than I do.
Yeah,
most of mine is below the belt.
Whoa, yeah. With a big piece gang, of course. Never forget. Who was doing something? Somebody was doing some hack shit. What did you send me? Or Stevie sent something. Oh, the BYB guys. What did they do? They did something.
What was his comment?
Oh, Stansel. Shit himself?
Oh, no. Stevie farted into the mic.
I can't think. Admittedly, that's just a classic.
Yeah, it's something funny.
Throughout the history of broadcasting, farting into the mic is never not funny.
Farts are always funny, no matter where you are.
Farts are funny. Farts are funny. And that's another t-shirt.
Bobby Kelly said it the best. He said it on one of his early podcasts. Fart was the first joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before. Hack. actually, I brought this up on In Hot Water. Okay. I'm flying on 9/11.
Oh, yes. Never I saw forget. This. I saw this part.
I'm flying on 9/11. Do you have any? I wanted to be patriotic. Marshall Beaufort tells me if you wear anything semi-controversial, they won't let you on the plane.
Really?
People are looking at me in this place now. That's okay. I don't care. Does it look like I care?
No. Not like Chad at the pool.
I wish Chad would do this.
Brody Stevens yourself?
Brody Stevens. Hack!
Hack.
By the way, I have to say, the Barry Ribs hack drop is up there with my moolah as one of my favorite drops now on MLC. He sounds like a bird when Barry Ribs. Hack! I can't even do it. I can't. It's so funny when Barry does it. I say it all the time. Hack!
Hack!
Boy.
I can't stop saying it myself. Sports Mass Collective coming up very soon.
I'd say within 15, real time, 15 to 20 minutes. I just got to drive home, plug everything back in. So go take a shit. Go get a fresh air. Go slam some tequila. Hit your wife once or twice. Pick your grandmother down the basement stairs. Close the door so you can't hear. And get ready for episode 50 of Sports Mass Collective. The 2023-24 NFL season kicks off tonight. Your old pal, Jim Stanzel, will be picking all the games. I also have to put a post-mortem on the Mets, because if you go back and watch episode 49, I once again, Stan Sostradamus absolutely nailed this whole Mets season, and that was back in February, because I'm never wrong. Coming up very shortly on Ski Mask Media, and we're back, and you're back tonight.
Yeah, we are back with a brand new, I know it's been a couple of months, more than that, actually. Sad Chad back tonight, folks, directly following MLC. Plenty to talk about him and his weight gain, doxing people, but then getting mad when another podcast host says a very common first name. It shows you the direct line of how delusional these fucking
people
are.
I know we're wrapping up, but we should say, yes, exactly. The reason you called, hashtag never forget, the reason you called the Bahamas because he docked your girlfriend. And he also, who else did he dock? And actually doxing, not saying the most common first name in the world, posting pictures, posting people's personal stuff.
Where they work.
Get fucked. Kevin Brennan for life. MLC is the greatest.
Yeah, MLC is the greatest. I didn't know what to do with my time yesterday at 4 p.m., so I just had to.
No, neither.
Because I don't really like Kumail with Gavin on. I don't know why. It's just not for me. And then, I was walking around my apartment like the Pablo Escobar meme.
But, yeah.
I was walking around yesterday at 4 o'clock.
Just looking out your window. No, I feel that's how I felt. That's how I felt, too. It's like, oh, all right. What am I now? So
I did some work on my vehicle. Yeah, I'm like, well, it's hot out.
What was that? What's that movie when, like, all the technology goes away and people go outside again for the first time and realize there's a world out there? My day's not tied up for 3 hours at 4 o'clock anymore. But I hope to see it back today. I'm going to try to finish this Sports Mass before MLC starts. And then you got your whole afternoon and night is set, folks. You just watched this tremendous program. You're going to watch Sports Mass. Then you're going to watch MLC. Then you're going to watch Stevie and Ski. Or you're going to watch The Return of Sad Chat. And then, you're going to watch the, if you missed it because you were watching this, you're going to watch In Hot Water to give old Compound a free plug.
There you go. Give him a plug. Love the Tuesdays with Stancil. Amazing content out
there.
I'll
be coming straight off of a red-eye Tuesday, so hold on to your tits, folks.
Hold on to your fucking tits. He's going to be tired looking for some beverages after flying Spirit. I can guarantee you that. The flight there is always fun. The flight back stinks. Yes. All right. Tune in.
I got a text when I was getting my headphones. Keep an eye out. I got invited to do Let's Get Loud, Larry Bea's show, in person, live from San Francisco on Friday. So we'll see if we can make it work out logistically. Either way, keep an eye on the YouTube channel because I will definitely do some kind of live stream, probably from San Francisco, to see what's going on in the streets, take a look at some people shitting, maybe some tent cities.
Yeah, I want to see some of that live action.
Yeah, I'll give you live action.
Oh, yeah, I got a live action. Big Peace! SkiMaskCollective.com for all your Big Peace needs. Thanks. We'll be live again whenever we feel like it.
I'll see you soon, folks.